Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Fisherman Jeff has a piece of plywood with the Lucky Logger caps.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Like nailed or glued to them.
Hmm. And does he know all the answers?
Oh, yeah, he says glued. He has caps number 1 through 259.
Holy cow.
Glued to a piece of plywood.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well done, Fisherman Jeff.
Yeah, no kidding.
Is that like hanging up somewhere, or where do you put that?
I'm guessing your garage.
Garage wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
What's the coolest thing you got on your garage wall, Bruce?
Oh, geez. Elk antlers.
Elk antlers, yeah. From one that you shot?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
I've got a lighted clock that says Vantage Cigarettes on it.
Oh, those are cool. I like those old school things. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. What do you got on your wall, Warren?
Well, I got a lighted clock that says forward.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
And then on the balcony there, I've got a great...
Couldn't find one that said Chevy, clearly. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, I guess I couldn't. Mm. And I didn't even try.
Found one. It wasn't working.
Big poster of 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got one of our posters.
I do.
We're going to need that back.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Budget cuts.
Kevin, do you have anything on your walls in your garage? Have you put anything up?
TV.
Oh, yeah, wow. TV's cool, yeah.
Wow.
I got an old TV that doesn't even work anymore. You know, it's like I've had it up for like over 15 years. I just don't have, I mean, for some reason, obviously, it's not working. It needs an antenna. Mm-hmm. So yes. I got to get some sort of coax. I don't even have coax cable at my house anymore. Do you have coax cable at your house?
Yeah, I think so.
Mind if I, want to bring me like a 4 foot?
It does, because that's how I plug my Wi-Fi. That's how I plug my modem in.
Oh, maybe you give a 4 foot piece. Chop one off for me, bring it in.
I have plenty of coax cable.
Oh, there you go.
I can make you whatever you need.
You just got to ask the right guy.
Yeah.
That's it.
I got a guy.
He's got a guy.
Yeah. A guy.
And I'll talk to my guy, and he'll make a custom one.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Thanks, Teej. Oh, by the way, did you see about the lottery?
No.
Did you see that story?
Uh-uh.
Somebody won a jackpot in January, $842 million, and has not claimed it.
Good night.
Really?
Ooh. Idiot.
So, well, they're like, they're telling people now, if you have lottery tickets, to go check them, because they're thinking there's a possibility that the person who won it doesn't know they're rich.
Right.
Well, golly. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there's no way that you would wait 4 months, almost 5 months, to claim $842 million.
Golly, I wouldn't be able to stand it.
Yeah.
That
I mean,
seem like it.
I think, I'd be there, you know. After I woke up from passing out.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd be in line to collect your money.
Day.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That's a crazy story.
Of course, with the kind of money Lori and I have.
Yeah, what would you do with that?
Well,
I don't
know.
It's frivolous.
Shoot.
I mean, you could make a bonfire.
That's probably what I do is light it for camping.
Also, they only have until the January 1st. If they don't claim it, you lose it.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's a whole year.
Yeah. You have a year to claim it. That's a really weird story.
Golly.
One winner.
You know, they were probably vacuuming under the couch or something and sucked it up.
I didn't even know if you thought you...
Possible.
I mean, if you picked your numbers so that you could remember them, and then you went back and checked, and you're like, no, those were my numbers, and you don't have the ticket?
Boy, that'd be... Ooh.
I mean, you can't... There's no way you can get that, right? Like, you have to have proof.
Yeah, that's a lot like misplacing your keys.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a lot like
That's what I was thinking the same thing, Kevin.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Now what I will try to do for the rest of the show is just have jokes that bomb.
Oh, you're on a good roll so far.
I'm pretty good at that, too.
Very, very prideful of that, aren't we?
Well, sort of.
Anyway, Kevin, you wanted to talk about Bruce's popcorn consumption?
Okay. Brewster.
Yes.
We, for those of you who don't know, we were going to do cinnamon and sugar on popcorn today because we heard it was delicious.
Yeah.
Well, I got excited yesterday at the store when I was looking for cinnamon because I did not have any at home. And I saw this Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And it was right by the spice aisle, and I thought, well, obviously, that's a spice. How amazing. You're going to sprinkle this on popcorn.
Yeah.
That is going to taste so stinking good. And then I realized, once I got it home and put it in the bag to come to work, It's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch creamy spread.
Yeah.
So it didn't work out. We tried
more
to
like
heat
a
it
Nutella
up
than anything.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We tried to heat it up in the microwave.
Which, that was the weirdest outcome ever. A minute and a half, and there's not that much of it in a bowl, and it didn't do anything.
No.
Wow. Made it hot and then made it hard.
Hard.
Yeah,
hard
that's
rock.
Weird.
Yeah, so it wasn't good. But then we just started
it's all
scooping the creamy peanut butter out. Yeah, Jay, let me see if it
is. I bet it's all natural. That's probably why it wouldn't microwave.
Spread. Sweeten or drizzle on anything.
Next time we
well,
just
why
give.
Why does it say you can drizzle it?
Well, I don't know. I don't understand. Maybe you put it in a pan and heat it up that way. I don't know. Maybe the microwave was a bad choice. We don't have a stove, so.
Here's what it says to use this on. Amp up your favorite foods. Spread on toast, bagels, or sliced apple. Oh, God, on an apple?
Well, I was thinking a banana.
Boy, oh, yeah. Boy, that would be good on an apple.
It would.
Apple. Swirl into smoothies. Oatmeal or yogurt.
Okay, I can see that too.
Or drizzle it on your pancakes or ice cream.
But how?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what how they're drizzling. Uh-uh. There's got
to
be a way.
Well, either like we must have done something wrong. Could maybe you have to heat it up more, Jay. I don't know.
I'm like, if it could cook a hot dog in that amount of time, I figured something would have melted.
Well, yeah,
but it didn't even move.
I want Bruce to spread some on one of these glazed donuts.
Ooh, yeah. You don't have to tell him twice. No, I'm sure
scooped
he'll do it.
Into a bowl, and it is. You know, creamy enough that you can dip the popcorn in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bruce, what is your estimate of how many pieces of popcorn you have dipped into that?
Well, you know how big this here container is.
Yeah.
Yeah, whole bowl.
It's almost empty.
You had
it's just one at a time.
Like a cereal bowl filled, and then now it's almost gone.
And I said, Bruce, do you like that? Oh, boy. I'm talking about it.
That wasn't my first thought.
Yeah, you didn't think you were going to like it.
No. Of course not.
And you turned out to love it.
From now on, Steve does the shopping. He hasn't failed us on anything he was supposed to buy.
That's right. Yes.
So,
but I think this turned out to be a pleasant surprise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, accidents sometimes lead to genius.
Yeah, happy accidents.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great name for like a diaper service.
What? Oh,
happy accidents.
Yeah,
service or a body shop.
Are you gonna? You better patent that real quick.
Yeah, you never heard of a diaper service, Steve?
I can't say that I have.
You know, it's like they pick up your dirty diapers and they wash them and then they bring you back clean ones.
Yeah,
Is that also where they wash your feet?
Another great name for a diaper service.
There we go.
Would be have diapers will travel.
God. Well, it didn't technically bomb. I mean, Warren's laughing.
Well,
that doesn't count.
And I just don't laugh at hardly anything.
Warren, let's try this. Warren, poop. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not funny, Warren.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Who thinks they're good at keeping secrets? Monty?
I am.
You are, yeah.
Kevin James.
I'm pretty good, I think.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it is.
That is the worst answer you've ever given to
me. That is not true.
Why? Well, but.
No. Own it, Warren.
No, I honestly can.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
No, for real, though. For real.
Yeah, really.
No, for reals. You,
exactly.
Yeah, you actually can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can keep it.
Oh, yeah.
And for how long?
10 years.
Wow, that's a long time. Years. Yeah, that's quite the secret keeper.
Or until we're back in the pickup.
Yeah, until you're driving home, yeah. Well, did you hear what Jay said? I couldn't believe he said that. Shocked he told me, but I'm not going to tell anyone other than you, Bruce, and my wife, Lori, and you know, my cousin, my brother-in-law, you know.
Larry Tennant.
Yeah, Larry. He'll keep it as a secret.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I tell people not to tell other people, that's keeping a secret, guys. Mm-hmm. I told them not to tell.
I said it.
Yeah.
Out loud.
I could see that somebody actually potentially saying, no, that's how you keep a secret. I told Kevin and I told Kevin not to tell anybody.
That's right.
I have a question for you two boys, Warren and...
That's Bruce.
Monty.
That's Bruce right there.
Warren and Bruce. Bruce, you used to own a gas station.
Yes, sir.
Riverside Service, where you would... what is it? What is the one little commercial we have from Bruce say? We will pump your gas.
Oh,
Kevin
that's right.
Costner came in here to use the bathroom one time.
Right.
Riverside Service.
Yes.
So you probably wash some windows in your day on a car.
1,400,000.
Yeah.
Warren, I imagine you've done it some too, maybe at Napa or whatever.
Well, I worked at a gas station in high school.
You did? Okay.
Bragger.
Well, I wouldn't
Have
say
you
that.
Ever heard of using Coca-Cola on the windshield?
No.
To get rid of streaks and blotches.
So you put it on there and then lick it off or something?
Yeah, that would do it.
It says.
Or something.
Stretch a towel along the bottom of the windshield to protect the hood paint. Duh. You pour the cola over the windshield, and the cola will fizz away the grime. Just be sure that you wash off all the sticky cola.
Yeah.
So that, you know, you don't screw up your whole cleaning efforts. But they say that it's, if you get it all off of there, that it will make your windshield good as new.
Wow.
Neither one of you heard of that.
Sounds like an old wives' tale to me.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not willing to try it?
No. I remember the song, Cola, C-O-L-A, Cola, C-O-L-A, Cola.
We used to pour Coca-Cola on split rim wheels that were really rusty.
Well, I think that's the same kind of scenario.
Oh, okay.
You're just trying to cut through the gunk of the windshield, I'm guessing?
Yeah, probably.
So I could see how, I mean, you know, you understand why the chemical compound of it would work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. You know, like it's not going to ruin your paint if you wipe it right off, is it? Or maybe it is. I mean, you got to cover it. Cover your paint. Seems like a pain.
Idea.
Yeah.
I couldn't get the outer dual off our motor house, and so maybe Coca-Cola would make that work.
Oh, yeah.
We
could.
I was trying to figure out the outer dual? Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. You know
what outer dual is?
Steve? Yeah, outer dual, Steve.
Yep. Got to get it.
Do you know what a dually is?
I got a problem with my outer dual.
I want you to go into a part store and say that, and then I want you to just stare at them until they go, yeah. Well, help me with it.
Would you do it for $20?
Sure.
Steve, do you know
what? It would be fun to give them all kinds of terms, Kevin, to say into like a part store or something like that.
Yeah.
And then just keep saying them over and over again in random order so it doesn't make any sense. I would love that.
Steve, do you know how many axles your car has?
Oh, plenty.
Enough.
Yeah.
Just the right amount.
Like what number would it be?
Oh. You know, I'd have to I could tell you, Jay, but
you have to kill me.
Yeah, there's not enough time in the day.
Yeah. Oh, we could make time.
Mm-hmm. Not enough.
Not enough time.
There's
not
something about that room. I think it makes people car dumb.
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah. So your outer dual is rusted on?
Well, it must be onto the hub in the center.
Yeah.
Actual hub.
Well, I would bet that would work, actually.
I wanted to get it off because...
How would you get it in there, though?
Well, I'd put it in a spray bottle, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to hurt? It's already stuck on there.
Because
could get sticky lug nuts if you get you don't wash the soda off.
Yeah, you got to wash it off.
Yeah. It gets sticky.
How long do you leave it on?
No, I don't know.
How long would you leave it on, Kevin? Say. Like, if your outer... Let's say your outer dual is stuck... Because of some bad rust.
30 seconds.
You'd leave it around 30 seconds?
No, gosh. 12 hours.
Okay, you got to let it penetrate more?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that might be a better answer.
How long do they let WD-40 penetrate?
Long time.
It probably depends on what you're working on, I suppose.
Yeah. Steve, do you prefer WD-40 or do you prefer WD-50?
About blaster?
It's a toss-up, really.
It's either one works? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steve has an inside track into WD-40.
Oh,
listen to this.
What?
One of his best friends is like a sales guy.
You know what's weird? He called me yesterday.
Your WD-40 guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, ask him how to get the outer dual off.
Yeah.
I should ask him. I don't know. He's in sales. He doesn't know.
Does he have free samples?
Now we're to it. Yeah, that's where we wanted to be, Bruce.
What's his name?
What's his phone number?
Please just say, hey, I shared your contact with two old guys who are going to be asking you for samples and ideas on how to break loose an outer dual. Have a great day.
And I'm going to remember outer dual.
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, no, you've got to ask him. That would be fun if you just started asking him car questions, and he's like, what have you been doing while you're in Spokane? A lot of studying.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Trying to make myself better.
Study up.
Warren, try the Coca-Cola thing.
I mean, will.
If you don't mind. I don't mean to tell you what to do, but if you don't do it, then don't come in.
I'll do it then.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
A lot of people found the 2011 song Friday to be humorous. Who sang it?
Kevin James.
The 2011 song?
Yeah.
Jack Parr.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Jack Parr.
It's time for Jay and Kevin's
Do you hear that?
Secret Sound.
Howdy, Heather.
Hi.
How are you?
Actually.
Hillary, my bad. I apologize. That's okay. On me. How are you?
Good.
What's new?
Just heading to work.
Oh, doggone it. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
But it's Friday, so that's good.
There you go. Yeah. Good job, Hillary. What kind of work do you do?
I work for a newspaper in Coeur d'Alene, Coeur d'Alene Press.
Okay.
Oh, wow, cool. Right. Wow.
Good little paper.
Yeah. All right, well, gosh, let's see if we can't kick your weekend off with some cash.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we're playing for here for the Secret Sound.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound is
$749.
$749 is a nice chunk of change. That's Hillary, have you seen the wrong answers?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Later on today... Well, our Friday boys here are going to put together a little hint in case you don't get it, but I'm really hoping that you win it. So let's go ahead and delay no further. Let's play the game.
Here's the secret sound.
Hillary, for $749, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
Is it... opening like a safe, like a gun safe, after you put the code in, and then you turn like the captain's wheel, and it kind of makes.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
I got it.
Hillary, we're qualifying you for the $100 gift card that we're going to draw at the end of the contest. And you can play again if you happen to get through, and all the wrong guesses will go up on the website, okay?
All right, thank you.
Have a great weekend. Thank you so much. Let's see what we're playing for. By the way, our buddy Jim Diamond is going to be gone today. He's out, so we won't play again till Monday.
Monday.
That was nice.
So should I just, what do you think of this, Steve?
Oh.
Skip the computers next two and just go to what the last one would be. What do you think of that? Really jump it up there.
Oh, yeah.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be...
I mean, this could be a million.
$782.
$782. Holy Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. Stay tuned right here to the big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always, remember to Secret Sound responsibly.
Yeah, reminder, again, you can get online and see the wrong guesses and then follow us on social if you haven't already done that. We'll be all over it this weekend with a clue for you, and we'll play Monday for $782.
Wow.
Clue for you. Very good.
Clue for you, 782. It's a clue for you, 782. It's a clue for you, 782. It's a clue for you, 782.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Okay, here we go.
We have talked about it numerous times that the job of a TV reporter, like the on-scene reporter, is not always easy.
No, not at all.
They've got a lot of weird stuff to deal with. First of all, you always turn your back to the situation.
Yeah, the scene's behind you, yeah.
And the camera guy can see what's behind you, but you can't.
Ooh, that's a good point,
Gavin.
So
that one's always kind of a little weird. And, of course, a lot of the reporters that go out and do that stuff are young girls.
Yep.
Women, excuse me.
Sure.
Young women, very attractive a lot of times, and they're dressed nice and look wonderful. Well, this young lady was standing on the street corner and getting ready to do her thing. I don't even know. She's talking about the Department of Transportation, I think, or something.
Oh, exciting.
But every car that drives by has got to honk or say something.
Oh, no.
To her. So she's trying to do her news report. They're recording it, luckily. It's not live. They're recording
Thankfully.
It.
Thankfully.
But listen to this young girl's frustration.
Grew frustrated and
Alan Brown, WBRZ, Team 2 traffic. While they were removing
3-2, 2020.
Bruh. Oh my God. Well, DOT.
Oh, we missed the edit.
Oh no! Oh no!
So just took it out.
Yeah, oh, was there something I missed?
Yeah, I imagine there probably was.
Yeah,
at some point.
I'm
yeah.
thinking so.
It might have been something there. Oh my gosh! Yeah, that would be frustrating. It's worse live because there's still the same thing happens, and you can't. I mean, what are you doing? You can't do anything about it. Yeah.
And then the problem is, it looked like that was about the fifth take.
Of course, yeah.
She's just trying to record the end of the story. I'm so-and-so, WBBG, alive, or what, you know.
Yeah,
and she can't get the one line out because honk, honk, honk.
The one guy with the honk, honk. I'm just assuming honk. It was a guy.
That one was a truck pulling a trailer full of lawnmowers.
Oh, there you go. Mm. Hillbilly South was. Yes. I didn't know he was doing that. Right. Yeah,
that sounds like him.
That's great, and terrible at the same time.
Right.
Poll time.
We'll get you a couple of polls here for you. We didn't put a ton up this week, but I do want to see what the Friday guys have to say about it. By the way, we did close out Friday's poll last week of do you own a waterbed and a combo DVD VHS player. 7% do, Warren.
Oh, dude. Wow.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
It doesn't reach Kevin's threshold that he needs, which is what, Kev?
18%.
If 18% say answer it the same way he believes, then he thinks he's not weird.
Yeah.
So sadly, for you,
I must be weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you said it.
Well, he's not, but I am.
Who's worse at finding stuff in the house, men or children? Worse. Ooh. What do you think, Warren?
I think probably men.
Probably men. Yeah. Would Bruce worse at finding stuff, men or children?
Yeah, men.
Men. Yeah. It was 80-20 in favor of men on that one.
Yeah.
Sorry to say.
Really? At least the kid too. Sometimes like. Maybe it's down low or under a bed or something. And they're excited to look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the other difference.
Definitely more excited to look. That's true. Both are not going to.
I don't see it.
Both will ask the question before they actually do the looking. Have you ever seen that one that pops up once in a while, King of Queens, Kevin, where Kevin James pops into the kitchen?
By the way, happy birthday, Kevin James, today.
No way. That's a weird coincidence.
59 years old.
I'll see if I can find it. He just comes in and he's like, hey, do you know where the scissors are? And his wife's like, we've lived here. For 15 years. The scissors are always in the scissors drawer.
Right.
And then she goes, you can do it. Starts talking to him like he's a kid.
That's funny.
It's okay, you can try. How about you try?
And he's thinking, I don't know where
he's
the scissor
like,
drawer is.
No, I should know this, but I don't.
That's great.
Whole time.
Does fruit ruin Jell-O, Warren?
No.
Bruce?
No.
Old people, man.
Old people.
Kevin, old people. I'm just telling people, you, man. Old people, man.
Like orange Jell-O with mandarin oranges.
Yeah, perfect.
It's terrible.
I do like it.
Yeah. The answer is yes, and will forever be yes.
Because of
63% of people said yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Then it ruins it.
That ruins Jell-O. Yeah.
What's wrong with those people?
BS.
That's also why the Boy Scouts don't sell cookies, Bruce.
Oh yeah.
You know that one. We learned that. Do you use a blow dryer to heat up your jewelry before you put it on? Warren, do you use a blow dryer?
No, I like the shock of it when I put my earrings on.
Okay.
I just like to shock me, Bruce.
I don't even know where we have a blow dryer.
Yeah, you probably don't. You've lived in that house forever. You're using the blow dryer door. What are you doing?
What are you thinking?
Oh, and one more time, Bruce, in case anybody forgot. How do you feel about nose rings?
Well, I'll tell you. They're not on any of my lists.
He saw a picture of somebody out in the hallway today who had a nose ring, and he goes, God, I hate those things. The Big
99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Warren, DVD?
Yeah, we got two DVDs, and then one's a DVD/VHS player. You know, one.
Whoa, you still have a combo?
Yeah.
He's got a waterbed, Jay.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
Point, Monty.
Kevin James.
Wait, not the obvious here, son.
Oh, let's crawl in the waterbed, Lori, and watch the VHS DVD combo.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote
Pretty
Country.
Lucky guy.
Some are luckier than others.
Final thoughts.
Yes.
Guys, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is from The King of Queens with Kevin James. It's that bit that I just referred to where he doesn't know where anything is in his house.
Oh, yeah.
We had a poll. Men are worse than children.
Hey, do you know what the scissors are?
Doug, we have lived in this house for 9 years. Okay? The scissors have always been in the same place, and yet you continue to ask me where they are. Not to mention the spatula, the pot holders, the pens. But I'll tell you something, honey. I have been a tour guide in my own kitchen long enough. Too many precious moments have been wasted showing you where things are. Just learn, learn! I mean, what if I died? How would you flip a pancake? How would you ever cut anything ever again? Would you just sit here weeping and soiling yourself until somebody came to help you? No, you wouldn't. You would remember where something is. Yeah, so come on, honey. Please, just this once. Find where the scissors are. Find them. Go ahead, baby. Go get them.
Go get them.
Go get them. Come on.
So, you know, he just walks very slowly and defeated over to a drawer, and then he opens the drawer, and what?
I got him.
You got him.
I got him.
Who knew?
Yeah, oh, really.
Was that so hard?
Not really, no.
What do you need now?
Tape.
Thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
What do you got, Warren?
Well, excuse me.
That's okay.
Rude. I apologize.
No problem.
We got a couple of birthdays this weekend. My son-in-law, Joshua, and my great-niece, KK.
Nice.
Hers. So we're looking forward to that.
Oh, that's fun.
And I want to let you know that, you know, I'm a little overweight. I've been trying to work out a little
sure.
bit. Yeah. So this morning when I got up, before I got in the shower, I thought, I'm going to do push-ups while I was in the nude.
Oh, oh boy. Yeah. Jeez.
I didn't know the mousetrap was there.
Final thoughts.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Bruce? Oh, boy.
Howie.
So I told you guys a story this morning. I'm going to repeat part of it. I won't go into the whole details, but this is for you guys out there listening right now.
Okay.
If your sister-in-law's sister is over visiting and you want to go visit them, because you haven't seen this sister in quite a while.
Sure.
Be careful that there isn't some guys around, because there's a whole flock of women around. You might get your ears burning pretty bad.
You ended up in a group of how many women, Bruce?
There's 10, I think.
Yeah, 10 of them, and just you.
And just me,
and
yes.
Wow. Listen to it.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. That boy. Was, you got some conversation you didn't want.
Exactly, yes. And they talk about things, too.
Thoughts.
Just like us guys do.
Bruce is like, how do I get out of this conversation?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. What do you got, Steve?
Oh, well, excited to see Cody Johnson today.
Yeah.
Tonight. That'll be good. And be your third wheel, Jay.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Yeah.
So that's going to be good.
That'll be awesome. Yeah. Should be a great show. Yeah, I've not seen Justin Moore in a long time, and I don't think I've ever seen Cody Johnson in concert. So
really?
Yeah.
Definitely. Tonight's the night.
Tonight is it, Warren. Thank you for mentioning that. That's right.
Final thoughts.
Kevin James.
I've got Warren's words for you today.
Oh,
if you
nice.
Missed anything on the show.
Thank you.
Kind of a light day for the words, Warren. What was going on?
I guess I was getting sidetracked.
You got distracted by the popcorn, the donuts.
And the donuts and coffee. And,
yeah, I mean, it happens. I get it. Here we go. Secret husband, $735. Half news. Lake Medical Dunlop Seinfeld tailgate, $749. Cody, 300 yards. Expert microbiodermal Chuck beat Heather garage.
Whoa.
Guy Hillary Monday. Bruce Almighty. Michael Cordial producer Winky.
Producer Winky is
producer
hilarious.
Winky. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Think about that.
Producer
huh?
Winky.
How about that?
Boy, being replaced by an elementary school mascot.
Final thoughts.
Winky the Wildcat? Is that what he was?
Yeah, Winky the Wildcat.
That was your middle school?
Elementary school.
Elementary school.
Yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah.
Did he go like this? Ew! Did he go like that?
Can mascots talk?
I don't think they make noises.
Oh, no, no noise at all.
I don't think they do. Yeah, I think they're just there to jump around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Although I think that's what he would have said.
Yeah. Winky.
How is, what is your cat's name again?
Oh, McSniffles.
McSniffles, yeah. How's McSniffles? Oh, yeah, we haven't checked in on McSniffles in a while.
Oh, well, he was standing up. Now he's lying down.
Oh, Kevin, did you hit him or something?
I don't think so. I don't believe I did.
You know where he is in there?
I don't.
Oh, he's up there on the top.
I can see him, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
He's probably taking a little nap.
Tired, probably. Cat nap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Boom, boom.
Hey. I was just waiting. I've been waiting all day to throw that one in there. Poof.
All day.
Oof. All day long. Thank goodness. I did hear two guys talking, this is earlier in the week, talking about how the fact that one guy said he came out to his car and there was a dent in his car, and he looked down and he thought he had been hit or something, and he looks down and there was a phone laying right there, like someone had thrown a phone, hit his car and dented it, and the phone was still sitting there. And I wanted to interrupt the conversation because the guy that was supposedly, quote-unquote, listening wasn't asking any of the right questions.
Yeah.
Like, did you keep the phone? Did you try to open the phone to see if it was open? Did you look around? I mean, did you do anything? Guy goes, well, it's weird. I'm like, no, these are dumb. Ask some questions, fool.
Yeah. Weird. It needs questions.
I mean, would it have been rude to just jump in and go, hey, man, your friend here doesn't have any great questions to ask you about this. Can I follow up? Would that have been rude?
No.
No. Okay. I think it needed it.
Yeah, definitely, especially with a story that's that weird. Like, I don't know, is somebody like in a fight at that point and, oh, give me your phone and throw it and then they take off and they don't worry about the phone? I mean, how does...
Could be. Yeah. Wow.
Really, I think that was that was like the day after Luke Bryan slipped on the phone and fell. Which, did you hear that? He said he doesn't think he fell on the phone. Did you see that?
Oh, he thinks he didn't fall?
He thinks there was actually moisture on the phone and the phone was on the stage, but that he hit the moisture and actually didn't hit
really?
The phone.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Maybe.
I did not hear about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a bad fall. I mean, it was like he was walking across the stage and whoop. Boom.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but people are also throwing their phones on stage.
Why do they do that?
I think they want him to take a picture. Yeah, they have them, quote-unquote, open, you know, unlocked, if you will. Yeah. And then they just toss them up there on the stage. That's kind of a bad idea.
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. What was the last picture you took on your phone?
Probably last night, but I can't remember what it was.
If there was only a way to check.
Only there was a way.
Let's look.
The guy who looks at his phone the entire show.
I know.
Oh, well, there. Okay.
Trying to see
what
the last
Steve?
Picture.
What?
Oh, there. No.
Oh, it's got a thing. It says, always check the height of nearby ceiling fans before giving a toddler a ride on your shoulders. Now, I learned those rules is not important.
That's the perfect thing that I wanted you to have taken a picture of. Thank you. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Happy trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Got to go on the way out, though. We're going to give someone a pair of passes to the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park at Triple Play Family Fun Park in Hayden. So you can have a pair of those, and we'll also qualify you, with a double dip here, for the CMA Music Fest Flyaway. You qualify and you get to go to Triple Play.
Wow.
I know.
Triple Play is fun.
It is fun. It's a good time. 509-441-0999 will take caller number 7. Guys, have a great weekend.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for showing up today.
Well,
you
bet. Thanks for having us.
Monty, thanks for being here.
Yeah, Monty. Is he mumbling?
He's been all week.
Excuse me.
Oh, golly gee. Have a great weekend, everybody. Kev, have a good weekend.
I will. You too.
You working this weekend?
Yeah.
Hey, have a good weekend.
Doing some proms. Proms are fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like.
Have you ever been to one?
Nothing quite like the energy of the high school kids.
Yeah, for sure. Steve, see you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I say that every day when we close the show. I don't know if you guys know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah, no.
We hang out a lot after hours and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mainly at his house.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of room.
We are so glad you came.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
This is KXLYFM Spokane. And now your Coyote Country Club keyword.
We're going with Johnson. Cody Johnson tonight, you know. We had Cody at 8 o'clock, so I'm just releasing all the keywords to you.
There you go.
Johnson is your keyword. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Get rewarded for listening. Log on to the big 99.9coyotecountry.com now. The big 99.9 Coyote.